You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to shew unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Please, I beg you in the name of the Lord, I want you to pay attention to something that we want to draw out of this scripture. The first thing is that the message is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Please note it. It says the revelation of Jesus Christ. That is the message of God. That is what God wants to pass across. So the revelation of Jesus, where is it coming from? From God. Now, so what did God do to it? God gave it to Jesus. And say, Jesus, show this revelation to the church. Show it to your people. So look at it. From God, the message is the revelation of Christ. And so God gave it to Jesus. Can you see, even Jesus will not reveal himself except the Father gives him the permission. So the Father has given the permission for Jesus to reveal himself to the church. So from the Father to the church, what the church should receive is the revelation of Jesus. Now, but in order to accomplish that, Jesus sent it by an angel. And that angel was sent to John. And John was now to communicate it to the church. So God the Father, then to Jesus, then to an angel, then to John, and finally the church. The church is the intended recipient of the revelation of Jesus. But this is what I want us to note. In that chain, there's an angel. That angel comes to John. The appearance of angel to John is not what is to be celebrated. It is the revelation of Jesus that is to be received. Be careful of people that come on the pulpit telling you stories of sin angels, as if sin angel in itself carries anything. Let me tell you, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, I mean it with a sense of responsibility. Sin angel in itself does nothing. What you see that changes you is Jesus. Who you see that changes you is Christ. And he is revealed in his word. That's why the scripture says, beholding his word as in the mirror, we are being changed into the same likeness from glory to glory. You are changed through the word of God, not by encounter with angels. Stop celebrating encounter with angels. What is most important is the revelation of Christ. So just imagine John boasting everywhere that he saw an angel. He saw an angel. We don't need John telling us he saw an angel. What we need is what was given to John by that angel to give to the church, which is the revelation of Jesus. Angels carries the message of Jesus. They have no personal message of themselves to carry. In fact, anywhere you begin to exhort angels, if God will open your eyes to see what is happening in the spirit realm, angels turn their back. They don't stay in those places. When you have meetings and you see preachers exhorting angels, those angels, they turn their back. They can never stand in a place where they are being exhorted. When in heaven, they only praise God. It's all about God. They are ministry spirit. They are messengers being sent to deliver something. So what we should focus on is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not angel. If an angel appeared to me, what I'll be waiting for the angel to do is to bring me the message from Jesus. It's not the angelic encounter. See, we have already received Christ into us. We have received the Holy Spirit unto us. We are going to be with Jesus forever one day. We will see him as he is. Why are you excited about seeing angels? Why is that something you bring on pulpit and begin to brag? Say, I see one angel, is very tall, is there. What has that got to do? That's not a validity that your Christian life is right. You can see angel and still perish. There's no big deal. A lot of people saw angels. Women saw angels. Children saw angels. Even shepherd, they were not praying. Then you give impression that you fasted for 250 days. Then an angel appeared to you. As if the reason why others can't see angels is because they are not fasting. Where the shepherd that angels appeared to, were they fasting? The mother of Samson, was he fasting? Many people that angels appeared to, they were not fasting. Abraham was in front of his house taking fresh air when angels appeared to him. He wasn't fasting. Stop giving this impression that you must do something. We are doing something. And that's why we are seeing all this spirit. The only spirit we need to know is the Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Not as many as are led by angels. Jesus has received a call far higher than angels. It is Jesus that matters. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ that God wants to pass across to us. Not to be celebrating seeing an angel. Let's stop celebrating men. Let's stop celebrating angels. Let's focus on the revelation of Jesus. That is the only message that transforms us. And that is the only message that the Father wants to pass across to the church. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.